Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 233 on August the 26th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Weber Inc., Revlon Inc., and Party City Holding Company. And we discuss three new trades on Blue Apron, Walgreens Boot Alliance, and General Motors. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the U.S. equity markets lost roughly 4% week over week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1,423 points, closing at 32,283 points. The S&P 500 index lost 170 points, ending the week at 4,057 points. And now it's time to get into the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is creativity. Now, I originally planned to discuss the concept of mean reversions, which is a little more directly trading, but it felt very cold and clinical. I might actually use it in a future show, but I'm much more interested or excited, at least today, to discuss creativity. So is creativity even a thing in trading when you're dealing with math and numbers? I mean, how can creativity show up in option trading? One of the ways it shows up is your ability to find ways to design strategies to make a profit. Sometimes creativity plays a role in the way you decide to exit a trade or make adjustments also. Changing a long spread into a butterfly or a Christmas tree or a short spread or a condor or even an iron condor. All of that takes being creative. Now, can you find ways to make lemonade when the market hands you lemons? Do you need to be creative to trade options well? Well, it certainly helps. If you can look at the market, at the numbers and all the charts and strikes, and see opportunity, you'll likely be profitable. So it takes creativity to be exceptional. In fact, the best traders I know, I mean, the best traders I've ever read about or even heard of, were able to be more creative than other traders in how they traded. Now, how do you become more creative in your trading? I constantly challenge myself and the students I work with to think through all of the possibilities to make money. Like, what are all of the ways to alter or adjust the trade to make even more money? Ask yourself this constantly, like, is this truly the best trade to get into right now? What am I missing? Did I miss anything? We all are creative in some aspect of our lives. It's just a matter of learning to express it in the trades that we put on. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's go ahead and get into the trading review from last week. So we'll start off with our covered call. We looked at Weber Inc., symbol W as in whiskey, E as in echo, B as in Bravo, R as in Romeo. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $8.85 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the September 10 call at $1.35, which would give us a return of 28.25% if it all ends up in the money. Now, Weber stock rose 49 cents, ending the week at $9.34 per share. The call option we sold grew 10 cents, leaving us with a net gain of 39 cents if we were to close the trade after this week. Now, with stock going higher, there's no reason at all to close the trade early. We certainly hope that this stock is more than $10 per share at expiration in 3 weeks. Now, if stock does not expire above $10 per share, I would look to sell another call option in October for even higher returns. So far, this trade is working out just as planned, so no adjustments are needed. Our next trade from last week is a credit spread. We looked at Revlon Inc., symbol R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, V as in Victor. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $8.49 per share. We looked at selling the September 7-6 put spread at 35 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 65 cents. Now, Revlon shares fell $2, ending the week at $6.49 per share. The out-of-the-money spread, the out-of-the-money put spread we sold, is now at the money. In fact, the put option that we sold has 51 cents of intrinsic value. This trade definitely is a loss at this point. So I definitely like the idea of selling a call spread against it. Unfortunately, the calls are not priced to sell at this point. There's not a whole lot of premium in them. So in fact, the pricing isn't great for altering this trade at this moment. The prices were a little better during market hours, and I'm obviously using after hours pricing over the weekend just so you guys can follow along. So given the end of day pricing today, the best thing to do is to wait for the right pricing opportunity to either close this trade, hedge the trade, or flip it, or maybe even turn it into a different type of trade. Either way, we have 3 weeks to figure it out. Opportunities abound every day in the market, so I'll just have to keep my eyes open and remain creative to figure out how best to not lose a bunch of money on this credit spread. I hate losing money on these spreads. And then our final trade from last week for review was a debit spread. We looked at Party City Holding, symbol P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango, Y as in Yankee. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $2.06 per share. I looked at buying the September 1.5-2 call spread for 30 cents, which could give me a maximum gain of 20 cents, or that's a 66.67% return in 4 weeks. Well, Party City shares lost 28 cents, ending the week at $1.78 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now at the money, so you could close the trade for a 15-cent loss right now. This is where the math helps, because we bought the $1.50 call, and that call has 28 cents of intrinsic value still. And so we've only really lost 2 cents of value on this trade. That would be the argument for staying in this trade at least another week. Now, the counterpoint is that we're now 2 cents below our break-even point and maybe should move on. I personally like to hold a trade like this a little longer than a week. If the trade doesn't recover, I'll sell out of the $1.50 call, the 1.5 call, and buy the 2.5 call, effectively turning the trade into a short call spread. Still, no hurry on doing that. We have 3 weeks until expiration, so I can wait to see how stock reacts over the next week before making another decision on whether to flip the trade or exit the trade completely. So that's it for the trade review from last week. All trades on today's show, of course, will use the September 16th expiration for monthly options, which is only 3 weeks away. So let's get into the new trades for this week. We're going to start off with the covered call on Blue Apron, symbol A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $5.74 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the September 6th call at $1.05, hoping for a return of 22.82% in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $5.74 and selling the September 6th call at $1.05. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $6 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $4.69. And in real terms, the stock purchase will require $574 and you'll collect $105 for selling the option. Next up on the week, we're looking at a credit spread on Walgreens Boots Alliance, symbol W as in Whiskey, B as in Bravo, A as in Alliance. Now, the stock ended the week at $36 per share. I'm looking at selling the September 36.5 call spread at 20 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 30 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the September 36 call at 92 cents and concurrently buying the September 36.5 call for 72 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire at or below $36 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $36.20, and in real terms, you'll collect $20 per spread that you sell and have $30 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread on General Motors, symbol G as in golf, M as in Mike. The stock ended the week at $39.23 per share. I'm looking at buying the September 38 half 39 call spread for 33 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 17 cents, or that would be a 51.52% return in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the September 38 half call for $2 and concurrently selling the September 39 call at $1.67. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $39 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $38.83 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $33 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for reaching out. I've gotten a lot of emails, people that definitely want to be on the list for the newsletter. So still working out a few details before I send that out, basically because I want continuity. I don't want to send one newsletter and not be prepared to send the next one and the next one. So waiting for that to all get worked out. And also growing the people in my coaching and my mastermind. So go ahead and reach out to me. I've got another video. If you haven't seen the three core concepts of option trading video, it really is key to understanding all of these different trades that we talk about and some of the others that you might stumble across in books when you're reading and studying option trading. So I can make it a whole lot faster, a whole lot easier to understand. And I will hand you the errors that I have made over the years, because that's actually led to some of my best teaching, some of my best learning moments. I still trade. I mean, I had two positions expire today. Thankfully I get to make money trading too. But when I lose money, I figure out how to be creative, like I mentioned earlier, and flip a trade into a position that might actually win or at least not lose as much money. So that's it. That's the key to trading. I'd love to help you on your journey. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.